David Blaine, the self-styled magic man, is currently suspended very publicly above the city of London. Blaine has vowed, and we quote, to endure starvation in solitary confinement, suspended from a crane over the River Thames in a glass box for 44 days. Leaving aside the problems of hunger, weight loss, and personal hygiene, Blaine is at least out of the reach of Londoners, many of whom seem to have taken a profound dislike to the man and his stunt. Reporter Sally Pook of the Daily Telegraph is near the London Tower Bridge, from which Mr. Blaine is suspended. Who else is there, Sally?
Well, there's probably about 400 or 500 people here, Robert. I don't know whether you can hear, but he's just stood up and everybody's shouting at him, which generally tends to happen when he does anything at all.
I mean, they're all looking up at Mr. Blaine, who's in the box.
Yeah, most people are just standing, staring. Some people are just sitting around, drinking beer. A lot of people trying to get his attention and waving at him and wanting him to wave back.
Well, it sounds as though the scene today is at least not quite so hostile as it's been on some other occasions. Some Londoners have done some nasty things to Mr. Blaine.
Yeah, the Brits have actually been pretty unimpressed, I think, is the word. And it's kind of resulted in some pretty nasty behaviour. I mean, some people have fired golf balls at him. I mean, women have come and bared their breasts at him. And I think in one quite amusing incident, somebody hired a toy helicopter and managed to fly a beef burger past him in a rather taunting manner. And there have been various other incidents. In fact, yesterday morning, there was a bit of a dawn raid and somebody managed to climb up onto the scaffold near him to try and cut off his water supply.
Now, what day are we in this attempt at 44 days for Blaine in the box?
This is the 12th day. It's officially 11 days and 20 hours. There's an electronic sign below which shows you the minutes and the seconds.
So it sounds as though David Blaine has turned himself into an object hanging above London and simply welcoming whatever Londoners would like to vent at, maybe particularly an American, I don't know, but just want to vent at this moment at somebody up there.
Well, I think the interesting thing is that it's quite different from America because I don't think he's ever experienced this kind of abuse. So I think it must be quite unusual for him to have done this in Britain and to have got such kind of, you know, strange behavior from us, I think.
And has there been much discussion of the possible consequences of doing a water-only fast for 44 days?
Well, I think this is what everybody is kind of perplexed by, really. I mean, I think everyone's wondering why he's doing it and why anyone would want to do that to himself and so publicly. But also, I think the main thing that we Brits are concerned about is how he goes to the toilet. That seems to be concerning us most of all.
This is a great subject of discussion.
This is a huge preoccupation, yeah. I mean, obviously, he has to kind of stand up and cover himself when he does. And, of course, when he does that, he gets great cheers. But if you wander amongst the crowd for any length of time, all anybody is talking about is how does he go to the loo.
Well, Sally, thanks a lot for talking with us. Sally Pook of the Daily Telegraph.